Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. Joining us today, Steve Lewis and Lisa Stafford. We're talking about the upcoming benefit for Mike Stafford that is going to be put on courtesy of lots of businesses and through the Ithaca Lions Club. Steve, it looks like all the ducks are in a row for a big weekend for you.
Yeah, it's all starting to come together. A lot of work from a lot of people in the community, and really want to thank the Lions, you know, for kind of spearheading it, and a lot of other people that are a lot of work over the next week to hopefully have a really successful benefit.
It'll be at Oakwood Fruit Farm?
Yeah, yep, we're having it up there. You know, that way we can use our kitchen and those type of things. And, yeah, so it's a lot of people. It's going to be, hopefully we get the weather. So anything we got to hope for.
Right. Well, we'll keep reading a good forecast for you. We'll do the best we can. So, and your decision to do a regular meal instead of pancakes, it's a little bit something different, isn't it?
Yeah, something different. Some, you know, circumstances on things going on. You don't normally do a pancake breakfast down at the school. Some things happening down there with some construction, sidewalks and things like that. So we decided looking at having it up there. Actually probably works out a little better because instead of pancake breakfast, we're going to do pulled pork, cheesy potatoes, those type of things. So it probably is more conducive up there for something like that than having a place for the griddles.
Have you had a lot of donations for the food then?
Yeah, we've had a lot of great support. You know, a couple of the big ones, Rotar and Cardinal Glass have stepped up really big. Mike works there, has worked there for a lot of years. So big sponsor there. They're doing the pulled pork and some of the other things. Sleepy Hollow, close friend of Mike's. They're doing like a lot of plates, utensils, but they're also bringing their ice cream truck. So they'll have soft serve ice cream truck there for donations that day, all day long. Stafford Funeral Home is pitching in and doing a bunch of stuff, bars and coleslaw and some of those type of things. So we've really had a lot of support there, and we appreciate that.
Sounds like you're going to get a big crowd. One of the things we want to push is the fact that parking will be available off-site then, right?
Yeah, we're kind of worried about it, especially if we'd have some rainy weather. So we're just going to go ahead and kind of promote. We're working with Call Park, and we really appreciate them pitching and helping out. We'll have parking down there and then shuttles from down there up. Back to the orchard. One of the things there is when you get to the top of Munns Hollow, if you're coming that way, because 130 is closed, it says road closed, but it is open down to Call Park.
Let's talk about Mike a little bit. Lisa, I know that it's been a rough last year for you, hasn't it?
It has been a really rough year. It started in October that he was going in for a surgery. He had been having some swallowing issues, and he had what was called a Zinker's diverticulum, which is just like a pouch that had developed off the side of his esophagus. And so we were going in October to repair that and, you know, help with swallowing issues. It was supposed to be an easy surgery and planned on missing 2 days of work. Unfortunately, there were complications in that surgery, and his esophagus was perforated. And we've just been fighting one complication after another. So at one point in November, we spent 26 days straight in the hospital. He had 4 surgeries in a week, just literally flushing infection out of the medial sternum that he was just very, very sick from. And lots of surgeries to try to repair the hole, and actually going in this week for surgery number 10 in less than 8 months, which will be the biggest surgery yet. And they're going to do basically complete reconstruction of his esophagus.
They're confident that this will work?
Yes, they hope. They said, we've asked that question too, like we've done all these surgeries and they haven't worked. Why do we think this biggest one now is going to work? And they said, up to this point, I mean, they've been fighting infection. He's had chest tubes to drain that. They at one time had to completely collapse his lung to get infection and clean all of that out. And so they said they've just been fighting from all that infection the entire time and trying to prepare the hole that they are now in this next surgery also going to address what they think is like the problem to start with, that maybe there's scar tissue buildup, this tight band of muscles when he swallows, which is putting so much stress and pressure on all of the previous surgeries. So it's going to be all-encompassing and a very long surgery to hopefully fix this.
Oh, boy, we'll hope so. We'll keep hoping and praying. You've learned a lot of medical terms in the last 8 months, haven't you?
Yes, more medical terms than what I ever thought of. We have a the team that we've had since November is absolutely amazing. They're incredible. They're very empathetic. They just are reaching out to ENTs and surgeons across the United States, all game planning and trying to, you know, figure out what is the best next step for Mike. And they all agree that the process we've been through is, you know, what they would all be doing as well.
I had to think how quickly life can change. Isn't it something?
Yes, that is, my family and I have had that conversation a number of times. We thought, you know, you're going in and you think it's an easy surgery and miss 2 days of work. And like I said, here we are 8 months, and Mike has been able to work a little bit the last few months, where he's just going in a little bit in the mornings to work and some semblance of normalcy. And we are extremely appreciative of Cardinal Glass at how helpful they have been in making adjustments to Mike's workload so that he is able to work. Because he still is nothing by mouth, which is called NPO, which means no food, no water. I mean, nothing. He can have nothing in his mouth and swallow. So he's still on a feeding tube. So, yeah, we have a ways to go. But hopefully this next surgery will be the one that is the light at the end of the tunnel.
So he's had no solid food since that time in October.
He's had three different times so once they do a surgery, there's about a month wait, and they do what's called a swallow study, where he's swallowing like some contrast, and then they look at the imaging and they can see if there's a leak or not. Three different times over the course of it, they've said it looks like it's not leaking. It looks good. And then he'll try to eat. One time he could eat about 5 days, and then he had infection and fighting infection again, so we knew it wasn't sealed. And then two more times it was like 24 and 48 hours, and then he had an infection again already. The hole is down to a centimeter. I said it was quite large to begin with, so we're making progress.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
The next question would be, what about his spirits? Because I can't imagine what he's gone through.
Yeah, that's a great question. His spirits are, you know, he feels defeated. He's, you know, it is depressing. There's all these things we want to do that, you know, he just isn't able to do. He completely, since the beginning of it, has a 10-pound or less weight restriction. You know, no pulling, no pushing, no any of that, because it puts strain on your stomach muscles, whereas the feeding tube is pressure on the neck. It's helped. I watch our little granddaughter, and so they've been bringing her to our house. That's been a bright spot for him to have some bonding time with her. We're thankful that we do live close to all of our family, and so visits in and out that have really helped keep his spirits up. And then that normalcy of, even though he's working just a few hours, you know, he has that's helping with his spirits as well.
And you recently retired. You had no idea that this would be your next occupation, basically.
No, I didn't. No, we have talked about that a lot, that, you know, at the time it was a hard decision to make whether I was ready to retire or not, because I still really, really loved teaching. But now looking back, it was like, well, the timing, you know, someone, you know, the higher powers were like, this is the time, you know, to retire, because I would not have been able to work, because that was one of the first questions after that 26-day stay. You know, what kind of care, or, you know, who would be able to stay with him, whether he could even come home, you know, or go to, you know, like a facility, because it was 24-hour care. He had a chest tube, two tubes for the chest tube, a neck drain, a feeding tube. We had 24-hour IV antibiotic infusion. We're blessed that we have a number of nurses in our family. Our daughter, a niece, a sister-in-law, we just are really, really blessed. So we had a lot of support that way, and did have home health who was helping me, but it was, 24-hour care.
Yeah, because some facilities, you know, where you go to rehab, for instance, won't take a patient because of all the feeding tubes and things that they have to take care of.
You're absolutely right. That was a learning curve in this process as well. I mean, even just finding home health that would take us on, because of the amount of care that there was. You know, there were chest tubes and neck drains that had to be drained. There were, incision wounds that we were packing to fight infection. And yes, that it was, they had to go through a couple home health care facilities before we would have one that would accept us. And then we were blessed that and ended up with an amazing home health care nurse who was so supportive and helpful. Because, you know, it's not just the medical, you know, like you were saying, it's, you know, the emotional, the draining of that. And it just, it really takes over your life. So, you know, it's just like you're just on standby, like not really being able to live your life because, you know, we're fighting for his life and for him to get better. So
through all of this, you got to be overwhelmed. You know, you hear Steve talk about all these people lining up for you. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's incredible. And, you know, we are so thankful for family and friends and this community. And, you know, we're private people. It's like, you know, we thought it was an easy surgery, and then there were some complications, which you're like, oh, it's going to be just a few weeks and we'll get through it. And, you know, so we hadn't shared a lot just because you just keep thinking the end is near. And people just kept asking our kids, like, what can we do? And you're at the point where you're just so overwhelmed. We didn't even know what we needed to be able to tell others, you know, what to do. And that's just the outpouring of support is just, it's just humbling. It's like unbelievable, the community we live in and the support that we are getting. We are so, so thankful.
Steve, can people still donate an item for silent auction and those kind of things?
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad for anybody to pitch in. If they want to, they can, starting next week, anytime there, during the, you know, 9 to 5 hours, they can stop up at Oakwood and drop things off for the silent auction. And also, like the Saturday, the day before the benefit, if they want to drop off, like, baked goods for the baked goods sale and that, we'd appreciate just anything that they are willing to do.
But you will have baked goods there that Saturday too, right?
Yeah. So we're going to fire up the donut fryers and, you know, make a maiden voyage for the year. We have a pre-order going on. If they go to our website, they can pre-order them and pick them up that Saturday. We'll also then be serving them as part of the meal on Sunday. But everything that we sell Saturday, then we're donating all those proceeds, obviously, go right straight to the benefits. So, that'll be to get some people that are just itching for those donuts. You know, they can get a little bit of, relief a month or so soon.
Yeah, I'll be in line, I think. So, did you want to talk about some of the items available for silent auction?
Yeah. So we have a couple of, a lot of support, and we thank everybody. And just some of the highlights, you know, we've got some tickets for a Badger football game, Badger hockey game, Brewer tickets, some tickets to American Players Theater, some signed memorabilia from Brady Ewing and Coach Fickle. Also a fishing trip on the Wisconsin River. And also Riverside Resorts donated several things down there for their activities down there. And, you know, there's just lots of things. There's basically something for everybody in this. It runs the gamut. So from old to young, there's a lot of interesting things that people will be able to support there and take away, something of value for them.
Absolutely. And I heard you have some other raffles and some other surprises, too.
Yeah. So kind of a couple interesting things is one is we're going to raffle off 2 pallets of Busch Light. So there'll be 2 winners each. So basically 4 winners of a half of pallet of Busch Light, maximum of 200 tickets for each 2 drawing. The one sold out in 2 days. And so we started another one. And so those will be available up there. That could be really an interesting, whoever wins that one is probably in for a big weekend or so coming up. So
hopefully it's over more than a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. But we really appreciate that. And then we're also going to do raffle off a couple cases of wine, some of our best-selling wines that we have there at the Orchard each fall. So we'll raffle off those. And then there's also a couple people that have donated some guns that we're going to raffle off that day too. So I said something for everybody.
Full day of activity. Give us the hours again, Steve.
Yeah, 11 to 4 is what the benefit's going to be, the serving, and then with the ice cream truck there and the silent auctions and some of those other raffles, you know, people will be sticking around to support and that. So it should be a day of, just support. And I think, something like this in our small communities, it really shows, you know, what type of community support we have for everybody. And you know, it's interesting because it's really kind of tying three towns together, you know, the Ithaca community, the Richland Center community, and Spring Green. So it should be really interesting to see the amount of support and amount of people that come.
You'd like to see people drive their UTVs if they'd like?
That would be great. You know, we have lots of parking grass places we can go, even if it's rainy, that coming up there. And so we would really encourage people to do that. We're going to have our parking people that have helped always in the fall at the Orchard. We always have a lot of issues, you know, and a lot of, so we have some very highly trained professional staff that will help do that. And so we have lots of places for them to do that, and kind of encourage, you know, maybe some of the UTV clubs can push it out to their groups and say, hey, this might be a really great idea to take a Sunday drive and support a good cause.
Indeed. So again, don't be intimidated going to Call Park, because you can get there,
yep.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. The road open, Munns Hollow, will be open all summer long to get there. And we'll probably throw a sign up there just to remind people. But yeah, they'll have two shuttles going back and forth, so the wait should be very minimum. You know, it's a pretty short drive down there, and then be able to drop them off right in front of the shed there for easy walking. And, you know, if some people that, you know, don't want to fight that, or don't, you know, as far as boarding buses are harder, we will have plenty of parking at Oakwood for some people like that maybe, you know, need a little closer parking or a little help. So that if they don't think they can get on the bus and navigate that, we have that option at the Orchard too.
Wonderful. You aim to please, it sounds like.
We sure do.
Awesome. Lisa, anything else that you'd like to add today?
No, just that the outpouring of support in the community, and like Steve said, the three communities of Ithaca, Spring Green, and Richland Center, it's just like we are so grateful and appreciative that, you know, they're just saying thank you is not enough. So we really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you know, people on Sunday. We've been keeping our circle pretty tight, so Mike doesn't pick up a virus or anything like that. So we're looking forward to, you know, that we can hopefully be there, get clearance from Mike's doctors, and that we can see a lot of people that we just really want to thank.
Yeah, we'll hope so, because it sounds like, as Steve mentioned, people aren't just going to go in and out and eat. They're going to probably want to stay and visit for the whole day.
Right? Yeah, that's what we hope. So it'd be wonderful.
Yeah, you bet. Well, good luck as you continue on with this journey.
Thank you very much.
We'll have you back when we talk about all the success
that went.
That would be great. Steve, anything else that we missed?
No, I just, you know, I thank everybody. You know, we don't want to leave anybody out, but limited time, and the list will keep growing. So we thank everybody that's contributing. I mean, we're so thankful, from even a plate of cookies up to, you know, these bigger ones. We realize everybody, you know, donation is just so welcome, and so thankful for whatever you can do. We're so appreciative.
The Mike Stafford Benefit going on June 28th. It's a Sunday, 11 to 4. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.